Across our state, people are fighting back against the opioid epidemic and pushing the message of recovery. Today, we'll meet a nurse in the Eastern Panhandle whose mission is to increase public health care access for those struggling with substance use disorders.
So these are insulin syringes, and these are the longs.
Angie Gray is the nurse director here at the Berkeley Morgan County Health Department in Martinsburg. She rummages through a box of sealed, sterile needles given to participants in her harm reduction program with syringe or needle exchange access.
I've wanted to be a nurse in second grade. I was one of those people that always knew what they needed to do.
Gray lives in Morgan County, and every day she drives an hour to where she works in Martinsburg. She's been a nurse for 25 years and worked most of her professional career here in Berkeley County. Just over 1 year ago, she began Berkeley County's first harm reduction program after seeing the devastation from the opioid epidemic in her community.
We've seen this escalating over the last 10 years. I had young kids who were coming in for STD testing and who were using or IV drug users and begging for help, and I had nowhere to send them.
Since Gray started her harm reduction program in April 2017, she says she went from a handful of participants the first couple months to more than 1,000 by the end of its first year. But not everyone supports harm reduction programs. Some people think they only encourage substance use. A similar program in Charleston was suspended this past May by the Charleston mayor over concerns the program was causing an uptick in dirty needles in public places. Gray says concern her program could be shut down too is always in the back of her mind, but says she works closely with local law enforcement to explain the benefits of the program. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports harm reduction programs considerably reduce the spread of disease and do not increase illegal use of drugs. Gray notes the program also offers a bridge to recovery.
If someone's attending a harm reduction program, they're 5 times more likely to seek recovery because they've already made that initial connection. A lot of it is about the relationship building as well, building trust with people, helping them get to a better place in life.
The focus of syringe exchange programs is to help prevent disease or death for people suffering from substance use disorder. Gray provides needle exchange and education about recovery, and it's anonymous. The program never shares patients' information. After Gray started her program, a handful of other Eastern Panhandle counties also began their own. Gray says she thinks her program has been successful because she and her staff treat the patients like people and try to understand where each person is coming from when they use.
So if they're using water out of a public restroom to mix their heroin with to inject into their vein, then that's where I go that day.
She doesn't physically go there with them, but talks out the scenario in the exam room and explains cleaner ways to use if they aren't ready for recovery. So if the patient feels they have to use a public restroom to inject heroin and they don't have access to sterile water,
then remove the back of the tank on the toilet and use the water out of there because that water is cleaner and less potential bacteria in it. So it's reduction of harm.
There's a cap of 40 needles each week Gray and her staff are allowed to hand out. They also include a container for each person to return the dirty needles to the clinic. She teaches her patients how to clean used needles thoroughly until they can exchange for new ones. And some of her patients do enter recovery. More than 100 have reported back saying they entered recovery and are no longer using.
Currently, you're in what we would call our community room. This room was set up
about 2 miles from Gray's clinic is the Berkeley County Recovery Resource Center.
This room here will hold anywhere up to 70 people.
Kevin Knowles runs this place. He's the Community Recovery Service Coordinator for Berkeley County and the president of the West Virginia Recovery Center Resource Association. Knowles works closely with several recovery initiatives in the county, like 12-step programs, detox and rehabilitation centers, and he works with Gray's harm reduction program. In fact, he's helped all of Gray's patients who decided they were ready to enter recovery.
The resource center here, we supply all the peer recovery coaches for that harm reduction, and we've been able to see about 20% of the individuals that go through harm reduction are actually sitting with us, and we're doing some peer recovery coaching, and we're also being able to help them find different services.
About 3 years ago, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation recognized 25 public health nurses around the country who expressed great interest in becoming community health leaders. Nurse Angie Gray was one of them and received 4 weeks of special training in leadership and support in her harm reduction initiative. Gray was the only public health nurse from West Virginia to receive this training. Gray hopes the tools she's learned and shared with her staff will foster more solutions to the opioid epidemic.
I think we'll see impacts of what we're doing in the next 5 or 10 years. As an overall of the community, my silver lining is when we open up the newspaper and there's a death in there of somebody who's under 40 and we don't automatically assume that it's from an opioid overdose. That's my silver lining.
Gray says her next move is to take her harm reduction program on the road so she can meet the needs of more people in rural areas. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.